I'm with Miriam Friedman, who's a registered nurse and nurse manager and has worked with people struggling with substance use for over 30 years. She's employed at Mount Sinai Medical Center here in New York City. Welcome to Health Styles, Miriam.
Hi.
I want to let everyone know that I've known Miriam professionally and personally for a number of years. And the reason why I've invited her into this conversation today is that I have learned a great deal from her about working with people who are struggling with the issue of substance. One of the things that I've learned from Miriam is the use of language. So Miriam, my first question to you, as a nurse who's committed her life to working with this population, why is language so important in the way that you care for both those people, their families, and when you speak publicly to others who are trying to struggle and understand what this issue means?
Language is important because of the experience of the patient or the person struggling with addiction. What I hear from patients is they want to feel respected. So respect is an important word. Respect means communicating to the patient as a person. They want to feel cared about. Cared is more action oriented, but one can care for something without being respectful. Being kind is a way of interacting with a person. I may be a kind person. It may not dictate the actions, though.
And you're speaking in general, more specifically, of interactions as a nurse manager on an inpatient unit with people who have been admitted or self-admit in order to help face the struggles that they're having with a substance. So how long are you in relationship with a person who's entered the unit, and how quickly does that request for respect happen?
So I manage the nurses in two units, a detox unit where a patient may stay between 3 and 5 days, sometimes two, or a rehab unit, which it could be anywhere from 14 to 28 days. And respect needs to be there from the beginning. Patients, and well, I think everybody, learns who they are. I learn who I am based on how I'm heard, and I discover things based on how I'm heard. If I can create an environment where a patient can feel safe to look at him or herself, that's the first step.
I know we're referring to people with substance use issues as a patient. Is that part of helping them find their identity? I know that we in the mental health field and in nursing often struggle with how we refer to people that we're taking care of or helping to support them take care of themselves.
I don't have another word. I wish there were another word to use.
And because on the unit, are people referred to by first name, by their formal names? What?
By their first name. Mm-hmm. We ask permission and we refer to them by their first name. They refer to us by our first name.
So we're moving from this discussion, which is really more about words and language, about creating an environment where people feel safe and respected. You use the word caring and kindness, mm-hmm. Respect. And today we're talking with the author of the book, Beyond Addiction, How Science and Kindness Help People Change, Dr. Carrie Wilkins. And one of the charges that it seems to be so critical to helping is helping families and friends and spouses and children also who are struggling with drug and alcohol problems in the family or in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, speak to that for a moment as someone who has worked for 30 years with people and their families and friends and lovers and sisters and brothers.
So let me think for a minute. Each family has a dance in how they relate to each other. And each person in the family needs to be able to have their own dance. I'm not sure if this is
no,
going to
it's
be clear.
No, it's visually being very, it's very helpful to have the visual.
Okay. It's important that each person has self-care. If the family organizes itself around one person, that there's a loss for each person, the person who's not now doing their own dance, and the person who around whom the dance is. And this would apply to families where there's medical issues or any other issues where there may be other reasons why one organizes around one person in the family. That person doesn't really want all that power. And that's what their experience is. Like they're on the spot. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
The other part is that sometimes having somebody identified as the problem, which how somebody with substance use issue may be identified, can also serve the family to distract from other issues in the family. It's important that each person have their own dance, which is what I said before, because if they get pulled off and they get pulled off from that, then there's going to be a resentment and anger and other things that are building up. That's not effective. Things like tough love and stuff, they're not effective. Persons who use substances often have a very negative view of themselves, so when that occurs, it's familiar, it validates how they're perceiving themselves, which doesn't make it the truth, it's just their perception in that moment, and it appears to be effective, but it ultimately, it's not, because the person is then they're not able to get to their own source of power.
Yeah, well, I think that's very clearly stated in a very thoughtful way. I'm talking to Miriam Fridman, who's a registered nurse and a nurse manager who has worked with people struggling with substance use for over 30 years. She's employed at Mount Sinai Medical Center, Beth Israel Medical Center here in New York City. One final question, Miriam, which is to the healthcare providers who are listening to today's program and those who are not only working exclusively in this community, but what we know is that there are millions of people, both individually facing issues of substance use and living with someone or in love with someone or a friend to someone who is. How can nurses better approach this issue, or all of us better approach this issue, maybe not just nursing, if you could impart us with one final comment?
Being open to see it. Denial is part of what the person with substance use problems, often is in denial. And you may see something that the other person doesn't see, and they're so adamant that, oh, it's not an issue. Like, oh, it rings of truth how they say it, but it's not. Being open to see it without judging. It's the judgment that we pull back from. I'll give you one quick example. This is many years ago. I started to facilitate a group for women on a detox unit, and I pulled some of the staff in with me. I was teaching how to co-lead, and they had worked there for quite a few years, and they were surprised that the issues that the substance abuse person was dealing with was very similar to theirs. It's about relationships, it's about life. I think people pull back and don't want to see the problem that the person is having, because it's not that different from what we all struggle with. So we make the person the other. So seeing it, asking and looking for resources for help, and just being there. It's not judging good or bad. It's just what is. The person has an issue. It's not that the person is the issue.
Miriam Fridman is a registered nurse and nurse manager who has worked with persons struggling with substance use for over 30 years at Mount Sinai Beth Israel Medical Center. Thank you, Miriam Fridman, for joining me on Health Styles today.
Thank you for the opportunity.